Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, Lee, so suppose you have that weird guy in your neighborhood. We've all had someone like this.
Oh, yeah.
My husband actually used to work with a compulsive liar, and he couldn't help it. He was a sick individual, and the guy would claim crazy things. Yeah. Like, he used to be a pilot.
Right.
And the next day it was he was a multimillionaire real estate investor, but he lost all his money.
Yeah.
And we're like, dude, you're working in a cell phone store. Yeah. We don't think any of that sounds real realistic. I mean, his stories were crazy. And you were almost embarrassed for him when he was telling them. And he was the only one who didn't realize, like, nobody believes you, dude. Yeah. We know what you're doing. Okay. And even he never told a story about cannibals. He never did. So, you know, I just wanted to update you on Cannibalgate.
Okay.
Where we are. Can you imagine, okay, like, most neighborhoods like mine, they have, like, neighborhood committees, neighborhood associations. They have elections for neighborhood associations.
Yeah, the HOA stuff.
Yeah, like, if you're that weird guy.
Scourge of property owners everywhere.
Yeah, if you're that weird guy walking around the neighborhood, bumping into people at the neighborhood, you know, park or whatever, you're telling stories about how you used to be, like, a multimillionaire pilot. You flew all over the world. You know, you live the high rolling lifestyle. Oh, and your uncle was eaten by cannibals. You know what happened when the vote time came around for the neighborhood association?
You're probably not going to win that.
You're
election.
Not going to win that. Yet this guy is president.
Yeah.
He's so nuts. If people in his neighborhood got to know him, he would not win a seat on the neighborhood association.
And if that were the only lie that he keeps telling.
Yeah, really? Well, it would be weird enough. So somebody has finally called him out, right? For being the weirdo he is.
Right.
No less than the prime minister of Papua New Guinea weighs in, scolds Joe Biden over the cannibal story, and demands he take it back. Now, why can't the Democrats do this?
Damn. Well, if Papua New Guinea had nuclear weapons, it might be a different issue.
Yeah, well, but we are currently trying to get them out from under China's sway at this point. So it's kind of like, it's actually really not good that he has just alienated them with this wild hair lie.
Yeah.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape, I guess that's how he says his name, is weighing in. He says, you know, Biden appeared to imply his uncle was eaten by cannibals after his plane was shot down over Papua New Guinea during World War II. Biden's remarks have been a slip of the tongue. However, my country does not deserve to be labeled as such, he said. I urge President Biden to get the White House to look into cleaning up these remains of World War II so the truth about missing servicemen like Ambrose Finnegan can be put to rest. He wants a retraction. He says that Biden has essentially slurred his country.
Pretty much many of the details that Biden gave in that thing were completely inaccurate, according to the Pentagon.
Right. Yeah. so there were no cannibals involved in this actual story. His uncle was not a fighter pilot bravely shot down over enemy territory.
He was a passenger in a reconnaissance plane.
That unfortunately went down.
Right. Engine failure.
Yeah. No cannibals involved.
Ditched in the ocean, apparently, near Papua New Guinea.
So But this is treated as very normal. One of the things that's really interesting about this particular compulsive lie of Joe Biden's is how far it went, Lee. I mean, this was an international humiliation for us. Times of India, Irish Times, Times of Asia. This was in RT. I mean, it went everywhere. Everyone knows we are represented by a mentally ill freak show. And I would maintain would struggle to win the presidency of a neighborhood association board because he's just weird. And it's up to people like the prime minister of Papua New Guinea to call him out.
Yeah, keep him away from the kiddie pool and that homeowners association there.
Yeah, because the kids like to play with the hairs on his legs, he says.
You had to remind me of that.
Doubt that's true either. I doubt the kids want to play with the hairs his legs.
No.
Why do I have to talk about these things? Okay, so anyway, let's move on. Elon Musk, I mean, people need to really pay attention to what's going on with Elon Musk right now because it's not a small thing. I forecast this on the Battleground podcast. Every wannabe dictator in these countries where censorship is now the hot thing is going to want to censor Americans. I predicted that. And what they're going to demand is that the owners of social media censor not just the people of Europe, but also the people of America, so the people in Europe can't see real things and read real truths. And that is happening right now from the formerly Western, now totalitarian country of Australia. No, not North Korea, Australia. No, not China, Australia. What happened there, there's been two Islamist attacks in the last week, very brutal ones, knife attacks.
Yeah.
And this is a problem and an embarrassment for the liberal government that is very pro-immigration. So they want the video of the knife attack on an Assyrian priest removed. He was a very popular Assyrian, but he's still alive, thank God. He survived it. They want the video of that removed, but they also want the posts editorializing on what caused it removed. And not just those by Australians, but Americans too. In other words, they want to take a thing that happened that is politically embarrassing for them and erase it as if it never existed. And they want Americans silenced too. And they claim Elon Musk is violating their censorship rules and laws. They actually have an e-commissar. Now, that's right out of the Soviet Union, right?
Exactly.
An e-commissar who is demanding all basically video of this, mentions of this, be erased from Twitter. So naturally, people on Twitter are like, oh, you don't want me to say that? Cool. Retweet. Here's the video. Want to see it again? And it's really outrageous because he's, you know, screaming praise to Allah as he's trying to, you know, execute this Assyrian priest. So, and then there was also a mall attack as well. And this is exactly what's going on in Scotland and Ireland, where they're importing people, and some of them are not legally in the country, who are Muslim. There have been vicious, including in Ireland, knife attacks, one on a mom and two kids. And people want to debate that. They want to say, like, hey, is this maybe a good idea? Maybe we should slow down the immigration. They want all discussion of that banned as hate speech and have passed laws to do so. And so now you've got Ireland, Scotland, Brazil, and Australia all demanding Elon Musk censor their own people, but also Americans, or be kicked out of the country. But in Brazil and Australia, they're now accusing him of breaking the law.
Australia, a nation, by the way, that has very strict gun control and knife control laws.
Right. So you had to watch the people of Australia fight this Islamist with their bare hands who's trying to stab two priests to death. It's quite a powerful image. I can imagine why the leftists there do not want it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then that led to Australian Senator Jackie Lambie calling for Musk to be arrested. So I'm wondering, like, how long is it going to be before there's an arrest warrant and will Biden extradite him? I don't know.
Well,
here's where this is going to get interesting. Okay, this is what I think this is all building up to. Two things. One of the things really scary here is the prime minister called out Elon Musk. How dare he show true, real things that happened in our country on Twitter and allow others to do it too? But the prime minister said, look, Musk is the only one who wouldn't censor for us. Wow. Wow. Is that an advertisement? Because that makes me want to go get a second Twitter account.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody else censored for you? Yes. Americans? Yes. So the whole world, every jackboot thug censor from Europe to Brazil wants Americans censored, or Twitter goes, or Musk is accused of violating the law there, and they're going to want to arrest him. Okay, so what is this leading up to? all these things going on right now. If the TikTok ban in its original form, we'll see when it passes, is passed, this is the perfect predicate, multiple arrest warrants for Elon Musk out of multiple Western countries to make the argument for what? Forced sale of Twitter to somebody who will censor. That's where I think that's where they're going with this. Because that bill has a subsection that says any website or social media platform that is found to be furthering the interest of a foreign country can be forced to be sold. So, and it also says that the president has to submit a classified report, so we don't get to read it, to Congress. FBI writes the report, the president submits it, and that can be justification for forcing the sale. Well, we don't even get to know why the sale's being forced. That's secret, because why? It's censored. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The fact that Republicans did this, the fact that Mike Johnson broke the tie to do this, with the FISA spying, with the warrants and stuff, and now this is passed. I mean, this is just really, 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 it's going to get crazy. So keep your eye on Elon Musk right now, because he is the one thing standing in between every censor from Brazil to Ireland to Scotland to the EU, censoring me and you, coming in. And Lee, understand what they did. From Brazil to Australia, they gave Musk lists of people, Americans, who are to be shut down or have their posts pulled down. How dare they?
Well, Elon Musk has got two things in his favor that the government wants. SpaceX and Starlink.
And Twitter, too. They want to censor Twitter.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. But the government doesn't care about having Twitter around.
Let me get the
point I'm trying to make here. They want SpaceX because they need the rocket boosters. They want Starlink because that would then give them control over the distribution of sites like Twitter.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. Yes, that makes sense. No, but I do think they care a lot about Twitter, too, because they're really taking it on the chin from Twitter. I mean,
if you can shut down the distribution center, yeah, you've shut down the platform.
Because Starlink would allow him to go around the sensors. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so,
the point.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Although we don't have a bill yet to force the sale of Starlink. Although I don't know what it would mean if he was imprisoned in another country. Pick one, because there are so many coming after him right now.
Well, just don't count on the Ecuadorian embassy anymore.
Oh, yeah, like Assange?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is really, I mean, it kind of gives me chills what Elon Musk is doing. He could just sit back and buy an island and enjoy his billions, but he's not. He's fighting them, and he's the only one fighting them. And it just shows you the stark contrast between him fighting them and really, honestly, the Republicans in Congress just letting them do whatever the heck they want, giving them the TikTok bill.
Many of them.
It's a mess out there this morning. So, but hey, they wouldn't be fighting so hard to jail Trump if they weren't afraid of him, right?
Right.
I mean, would they? I don't think they would, but we'll see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
out of air and pinned by an alligator to the bottom of the Cooper River. That's Goose Creek. I used to live out there when I was on the air in Charleston. Will Georgitis decided his only chance to survive would be to give up his arm. Yeah, his arm at the time was stuck in the jaws of the alligator who had pulled up. This is the part that gives me claustrophobia. Like, it makes me. The alligator had grabbed a hold of him and dragged him down under the water about 50 feet and was shaking the diver. Had a good grip on his arm. So he said, you know what? I'm going to have to just give him my arm. So he says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just 1, 2, 3. And he said he took his feet, put them on the alligator's body and pushed back as hard as he could, knowing he'd probably rip his arm off. Can you imagine? Anyway, he obviously survived. He's giving an interview about it. He says he's amazed his arm. He got out of it with his arm still affixed to his body, but his arm's in, pieces. It's in tatters. But it was still attached. The alligator, this is the part I don't get. Okay, having lived out there, you know, I mean, that place is crawling with alligators now. They're doing very well. In fact, in my neighborhood, they would just like stomp through the place like they owned it. Like, I did not feel comfortable. Like, you could not let your kids ride their bike in that neighborhood. They would just come chonking across it. And they were just going from, like, you know, one water hole over to another one. I felt like they were too uppity. I felt like they have a little too much protection. There's over 100,000 of them now in South Carolina. And I feel like, well, they're recovered now. Let's shoot them. Seriously, 100,000 of them? Anyway, I feel like I said, they're too protected. But anyway, the alligator attacked Georgitis on April 15th as he surfaced from his dive. And I'm like, you dive in one of those bracky water? Are you kidding me? Assuming, you know, my level of feeling sorry for this guy. And he's like, yeah, I've been down there like 30 times. I see the alligators sunning themselves by it the whole time, you know, so many times, but they never attacked me before. I'm like, well, you don't have to dangle yourself like a meat bait right in front of them. That's not the thing people do. Can you imagine coming to a place 30 times to go diving for fossilized shark teeth, which that part is cool, and seeing the gators on like sunning themselves on the side and going, you know, I'll just go in there. He looks busy sunning himself. I'm sure he'll leave me alone. And then you go into a place where the gator could drag you down 50 feet. Can you imagine 50 feet? Anyway, he was wearing flippers on his feet, because you know how much power they give you? If you've ever dived, you know that. That's the only way the guy could have made it back up the 50 feet after he was dragged down. I mean, you do that with your regular feet, you'll pass out by the time you get to the top. He said he did have scuba gear, but he said his tank was out. Anyway, he frantically swam to his friend's waiting boat with his arm dangling, broken. He says they had to staple it back together, stitch it up, close it up. It's a mess. He's going to need multiple surgeries and 6 months of recovery. But he says every moment here is a blessing to me. So what can we take this as? Don't, if you see the gator next to the body of water, do not enter the body of water. Do not walk the dog close up to the side of the body of water. You're going to be like bait. Anyway, 6 South Carolinians have been murdered by these critters, by alligators, since 2016. This one was a 550-pound alligator. So they're looking for him now. Trying to decide what to do about him. Oh, I know what we should do about him. Anyway, I'm not convinced we're meant to live in harmony with this many killer animals, you know, like a couple of them on display somewhere or something, but they seem to be a bit out of control to me. Texture rates. Tara, if you knowingly dive with murder logs in the area, oh well. So says Jim and Easley. That's kind of how I feel. I mean, I'm glad the guy survived, but really? Texture rates. Tara, where are we? Tara, should Trump should just go stay in Florida and not give this kangaroo court any merit, force DeSantis to decide if he will extradite Trump to New York. We're eventually going to have situations like that, because this trial has been tolerated by the Republicans. We're going to have situations like that. And it's so sad to me every day that Trump is out there in front of that courtroom alone, by himself, no one at his side. He has been utterly abandoned by the Republican Party. And do you think if we were trying some Democrat like this who was you know, popular running against Trump, do you think the Democrats would abandon that person? Do you think they wouldn't all, I mean, I'm talking governors, congressional leaders, be standing beside them every day on the court steps, screaming bloody murder, screaming to high heaven? Oh, you bet. And you know what? Everything around there would be burning. It would have burnt to the ground, every business in that city. Oh yeah, $2 billion worth of damage. That's who this party is. Do you remember when they tried Rittenhouse? And how the liberal protests, Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. He gunned down a pedophile who was trying to murder him. Do you remember how the liberal left was out there screaming bloody murder day and night, day and night, day and night, so that the protests, so that jurors had to hear it the whole time and be intimidated by it? Like, wow, these lunatics might make it to my front lawn. That's what the left would be doing if we were doing this to them. And they're very busy right now because they're also trying to establish in Arizona that even if one of their illegal immigrant voters, who they hope will future be their voters, even if one of their illegal immigrant cartel member human smugglers comes on your property and points a gun at you, you cannot defend yourself. This is a very key case because you want to make it clear. You will go to prison if you shoot one of our cartel illegal immigrants on your own property. You cannot shoot that. That is the purpose. So there is a rancher being tried right now for the crime of defending himself and his wife. And for the left, the good news is that's not going well. No, because normal people ended up on the jury. Regular, average, logical people ended up on the jury. And they just ended up with a hung jury. Couldn't get the conviction they wanted. This is how outrageous this case is. They don't have the bullet that killed the illegal. And they don't actually know if it was the rancher who fired the shot. What happened was the illegals came through, human smuggling across the property as usual. They get in gunfights, threaten his wife. I mean, you know, they're just doing what they do. And so the rancher points his gun, threatens him and says, no, you can't come on the, you know, basically points the gun back after the AK is pointed at him. He says he did fire the gun, but he says he fired it in the air. Whatever the case, he ends up with a dead illegal on his property the next day. The defense is arguing that it was actually the cartel that killed him because they've found illegal immigrant dead bodies on their property before. This is why they're afraid. You got murder occurring on your property, but you're supposed to be cool with it? Yeah, that's the Democrats' position. You're supposed to just stay in your house and let them have your property. Just like you're supposed to stay in your house and let them have your country. Anyway, what's outrageous here is these liberal prosecutors in Arizona do not have the bullet. They don't actually know if it came from the rancher's gun. Anyway, he has just been hung jury. They're waiting to see if they're going to try him again or if the corrupt Biden Justice Department isn't just going to come in and try to get him for killing an illegal cartel member who committed the crime of menacing him on his own property. Hey, folks, criminals' rights. You're going to love criminals' rights. Folks, that comes on top of the Sheets lawsuit that was just filed by the Biden Department of Injustice. They want Sheets, which owns convenience stores in 7 states, 23,000 employees, to stop doing criminal background checks and just hire, look, every rapist, robber, murderer, just hire them all. Hire them all because doing criminal background checks is racist. Mm-hmm. And you know what they're seeking? Back pay for criminals who were not hired, promotions for criminals who were not hired, and job reinstatement for criminals who were not hired. So ladies, if they win, understand there could be rapists cleaning up the bathroom at midnight at the Sheets. So you might want to just like drive by so you don't get hit over the head. Just some advice. Another day, another instance of anarchy by the Democrats in America. Okay, text in defense of the alligator who attempted to rip the guy's arm off. There's always one on the text line. One contrary, and I enjoy them very much. All right. Text you writes, hey, Tira. Wait, where'd it go? Hold on. Oh, where'd it go? You guys got excited and now I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Good morning, Tara. There's no way of living in harmony with these majestic beasts as long as there are dumbasses like that diver around. Remember, they were here first. Okay, fair point. They just don't need to be in my neighborhood. They don't pay taxes. I do. All right. Texture rates say, Tara, check out our alligator hunting video from Santee last September. It's alligator breeding season right now. Stay away from them. They are aggressive. Noted. Texture rates, last Friday night, a bear was sighted 3 blocks west of Eggs Up Grill, Main Street, Simpsonville, 1 block from the intersection of Jones Avenue and West Georgia Road. Homeowner has video. Well, I'm not surprised he was sighted near the Eggs Up, because Eggs Up Grill is really good. I mean, that's where I'd go if I was a bear, you know, or maybe just out to the trash can in the back. Okay. Meanwhile, folks, all of this protesting going on about Gaza, can I just do a reminder of what's going on here? Because the left in Hamas, which is a terror group that brutally raped and murdered women and families, including some locked in their homes and burnt alive, this is not a he said, she said. There's not two sides to this. There was only one side to this. Because the rhetoric is getting ridiculous. Genocide in Gaza? Really? This is one of these really rare military conflicts between Gaza and Israel where there is not two sides. There is literally one side, and that's it. There is mass murdering terrorists who think, you know, I mean, one of the things that's going to stick in my mind forever is the New York Times article on it. As they raped women for kicks, for fun, who they captured, you've seen some of their dead bodies paraded through the streets and cars. If she didn't stay still, they'd stab her. You know how hard it is to stay still if you're being stabbed by the lunatic jihadist killing you? New York Times. They locked parents and children together and burnt them alive. And the other side of that is, oh, good, there isn't one. There's no other side. This is abject evil. This would be like pro-Nazis and anti-Nazis. No, there's no pro and con on Nazis. It's all con. That's where we are. And a lot of these kids, I think, that are American are getting their news from TikTok, and it's curated by China to cause maximum anarchy, but it's all fake. See, this whole Gaza is an open-air prison, what a freaking joke. What a joke. I'll let Hillary Clinton explain. Why were the Gazans, i.e. Palestinians, i.e. Hamas, the terror group, what were they doing in Gaza? It was given to them by Israel. That's why they were there. Open-air prison? How? Israel gifted it to you, and you stayed there.
Remember, Israel left Gaza. They took out all the Israelis. They turned the keys over to the Palestinian people. And what happened? Hamas took over Gaza. So instead of having a thriving economy with the kind of opportunities that the children of the Palestinians deserve, we have a terrorist haven that is getting more and more rockets shipped in from Iran and elsewhere.
Israel, they ripped the graves of their ancestors up. They turned over vineyards. It is one of the world's most profitable greenhouse sectors. They made all kinds of vegetables and plants to ship them all over the world. They handed all of that to the Gazans. They even offered to bring in businessmen to help them run it so they would have a profitable way to support their children. Instead, they elected the terrorist group Hamas. That's the government there. I want to play this for you to show you there is not two sides to this thing. There's only one side to this thing. This is an epic rant I've played before. It is absurd for the Gazans to claim that Hamas, their government, is anything but a brutal thug dictatorship. There is no other side right now. And I'm afraid a lot of that's getting lost in the confusion of these protests. It's just pure terrorism, anti-Semitism, and unparalleled hate toward Jews. There's no other side. You either support that or you don't. I don't support that. Here's an epic rant explaining the history here.
I mean, if you remember that, most people don't remember that Israel withdrew out of Gaza in 2005. And people like me were absolutely against it. I remember giving hundreds of interviews when Israel withdrew out of Gaza. Israel withdrew out of all of Gaza. Their citizens did not want to leave. They dragged them. I mean, if you remember the images that was placed on a plate on the media at that time, they dragged them kicking and screaming. The Israeli army turned against its own people, dragging them out of Gaza. Not only they abandoned their homes, their greenhouses, the industry, Israel dug out its dead who were buried in Gaza and took every Israeli bone and remain out of Gaza. So yeah. By 2005, There wasn't even any Jew alive or dead. Even dead Jewish bones were dug out of the graves because the Israelis did not know how the Palestinians are going to react. They get an idea. You and I know what Muslims do to cemeteries of Christians, breaking the crosses, digging the bodies out. They did the same thing in Lebanon to us. And so they do it to the Jews. So that's why Israel withdrew them all out and gave Gaza to Hamas and said, here, you take it, you manage it. They left them the greenhouses. Look, Israel used to import so many of the world vegetables, tomatoes, flowers. 50 million flowers were exported out of Gaza annually when Israel ruled Gaza. So Israel withdrawal out of Gaza, they leave all the greenhouses to the Palestinians. And I know a Jewish businessman in New York, a lefty with all good heart, raised $14 million and gave the Palestinians $14 million because he wanted them to start fresh and have the money to grow and have the capital to grow their industry and continue to prosper. The Palestinians, within 24 hours of the Israeli withdrawal, not only burned 125 synagogues within 25 hours, they destroyed the greenhouses. Not just destroyed the greenhouses, they stole the copper out of the pipes and the faucets. They destroyed them. These people shoot themselves in the foot. They could have turned Gaza into Singapore, but failed. Why? Because they're blinded by hatred. When they held the first election in 2006, one of the most famous cabinet members that was elected was called Nidal, the mother of the Mukawama, the mother of the resistance. Yeah. And why did they elect her? Because three of her sons blew themselves up as suicide bombers in Israel, committing terrorist attack, killing Jews. And she ran on the platform. I sacrificed three kids. I have another seven to kill, to sacrifice. That's why she was elected. The yeah. Palestinians in Gaza are Hamas. There is no difference. We in the West try to justify, well, it's a radical minority. It's just these Hamas members who are bad. But the rest of the Palestinians in Gaza are good. Who do you think Hamas is? What do you think? Hamas is just a minority that flew through the breeze into Gaza, kind of latched on to some flowers and building and kind of said, okay, we're just going to sit here. But the rest of you are so wonderful, peace-loving citizens.
No, yeah, no, they arrested them. They elected them. They elected a group of terrorists to be their government. And the rest is history. So there's not two sides to this. There's not like a debate. We could be on both sides. It's either you support terrorism and mass murder of civilians and families. You support the rape of civilians because they're Jewish, or you don't. It's that easy. That easy to understand. Not complicated. New papers that were secret evidence in the classified documents case against Trump. Guys, I feel like it's just like China. Yeah, we're going to prosecute you using secret evidence. What country is this? Well, Judge Eileen Cannon, who was appointed by Trump, she's the judge in that case, wasn't down with the secret evidence either. And so she ordered it declassified, which is how we now know that Joe Biden's administration was smack in the middle of the raid of Mar-a-Lago. They were running it as a political operation. But it's so much worse than even that. There's something called the National Archives and Records Administration, okay? So presidents are supposed to turn their documents, including their classified documents, over if they still have them. But there's always been tension there because presidents also have classification ability and they really have ownership of these documents, right? And that's why in the past, like Barack Obama just gaffed them off. They bugged him for years to turn over documents. He said he would digitize them and send copies. They accepted that. They wouldn't do that with Trump, but they accepted that from Obama. And he still didn't send copies of everything to this day. Where's his trial? When is that scheduled for? Well, there is none. That's how this works with Donald Trump. So what we end up finding out is that you're seeing in these documents a May 2021 request for documents. By June 2021, they're preparing to prosecute him, even though other presidents have been given years to turn over these documents. In fact, in the May 2021 documents request, they wrote that they were seeking 24 boxes they still hadn't gotten from Trump. And the letter from the National Archives says, quote, things were very chaotic, as they always are in the course of a one-term transition.
And that, quote, transfer of the Trump electronic records is still ongoing and won't be completed for several more months. So what these documents reveal is that Trump was still in open negotiations with the National Archives. The media has reported the opposite, that Trump refused to give up the documents. He wasn't playing ball. He wasn't turning them over. So they were forced to go subpoena. That is a total lie. In other words, Trump did exactly what Obama is still doing. Yet somehow he's being tried. We know how he's being tried because this whole thing was coordinated with the White House. Folks, this is ridiculous. It's just getting exponentially stupid at this point. I hope the American people can see through this. We'll be back tomorrow. Same time, same place, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here. Sunny South Carolina, 98.9 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.